You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet. Only on 95BFM.
Whoa, what's all this then?
Oh, it feels good to be wanted, you know?
G'day, mate.
You know, I'm anonymous bloody over there in Australia.
Great. Welcome.
They don't care.
They don't know shit about your storied radio past.
No one ever comes up to me in the street and is like, what does this word mean? And, you know, I didn't think I'd miss it, but I miss it.
Amelia Discreet, it's good to have you back in the studio. As sort of alluded to there, you're based over in Australia at the moment.
Based, yeah.
And it's nice to have you back in the country to do a special one-off word salad. We've flown you out especially to do this.
I can't believe BFM could afford it.
Yeah,
I know,
BFM
it's
budget
crazy.
Stretched to a flight from Nam.
It was a tough pitch, but we got it over the line.
Are you here to talk about Aussie slang today?
Yeah, I mean, not so much slang, I guess. You told me that if I was going to come visit you, I had to do a word salad.
I did actually say that, yeah.
So I kind of thought I'd talk about some of the words and things that I found most confronting over there.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think the most interesting thing for me is that as soon as I moved over there, people would, like, come up to me, and when they realised that I was not from Australia, they'd be like, we don't actually talk like that, you know? And you're like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? And they're like, we don't say, like, crikey or fair dinkum. We don't do it.
We don't do that.
Right.
And people are very serious about this.
Somehow. Wow.
But they're also wrong. People do it. You know, they just, like, you know, they just sprinkle it in. It's natural. They don't even notice. They'll say we don't say fair dinkum 1 minute, and then later on they'll be like, oh, fair dinkum.
It's just like breathing. They don't even know they're doing
it. They don't even know they're doing it. But I think a very interesting thing for me is, like, so slang in New Zealand, you know.
Yeah.
Or, like, especially, like, diminutive words. Like, we'll call the Salvation Army the Sallies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we'll leave it at that.
Just leave it at that.
If you want to call it by its name, it's got its name.
It's got its name.
The Salvation Army or the Sallies. In Australia, they're like, nah, it's not called the Salvation Army Family Store anymore. All the signs say Salvos.
Really?
Signs?
Yeah. The signs outside the shop is like Salvos.
Well, that's just a different name.
It's really odd and disconcerting to me. I think, and I was also confronted the first time I saw Doona on a sign, but I mean, Doona. I guess they do call it that. I found out that Doona is a like a genericized trademark.
Oh,
so they
okay.
had previously, they'd previously called them Continental Quilts.
As one does.
And then in the 80s, this company was like,
we got to come up with something better.
Yeah, what if we adapt a Danish word for a quilt and we call them Doonas? And Australia was like, heck yeah, bud, let's get on that.
Crikey, mate, fair dinkum.
Another genericized trademark that they use that we actually don't have a word for here is kofloot.
Kofloot,
yeah, so that's not a word.
Yeah, so if you see something about protests or like open homes or like government stuff, I'm wondering if you can guess what the word means from those three examples.
Is it like that plastic with the
corrugated
stuff
plastic
in the middle?
Yeah, yeah, so they'll be like, oh, there were dozens of kofloots out at the protest today.
Signs?
I was like losing my mind.
See, I've heard the word kofloot before, but not used as like an object, more like as the material. So I remember doing school projects and going to buy kofloot from Warehouse Stationery, but I have never heard someone refer to, like, a sign at a protest as a kofloot before.
Well, I think
that's unhinged.
Yeah, because the company is Australian, I think the word just had that much more, like, mental penetration. I think the ones... So it's been hard moving to Australia.
Really, you've been wading through the swamp a little bit here.
Well, because, so, like... you know, we've got this friendly rivalry with Australia.
Yes.
We don't. It's one-sided.
Oh, they don't
I mean,
know.
We have it, but you go over there and they're like, Auckland, that's the one in the South Island with the big river.
Mm.
And
oh my
you're
God,
like,
yeah.
No.
It's the Don, like, Draper meme. We, like, don't even think about you.
Yeah, it is exactly that. But not only do they not
that
think
hurts
about
a bit.
Yeah, I mean, we may as well be Sweden. They'll be like, "Oh, my cousin went for a holiday there, big mountain."
No, are you serious?
yeah. And but it's like, not only do And I think Australian people are very, this is not against Australian people, but this is, I think, an interesting mindset. But they don't think about anywhere else either. Okay. So they think the things that Australian people do are basically universal things.
Yes.
Like, just off air, we were talking about the nut bush, which is, if people don't know, a line dance that people in Australia do to the song Nutbush City Limits. And when I say a line dance that they do, you might go, when do they have the opportunity to do a line dance? All the time. Often. More than you'd think. And they don't know it's Australian.
In the office.
They're like, well, I mean, they must at least do it in America. That's where Nutbush is from. And you're like, no.
It's just you guys.
You guys made it up. But they also have this for certain words. And it makes me feel like I'm from the sticks. Because when I ask about it, they don't think, oh, Amelia doesn't know this word because it's Australian. They think, how has Amelia never heard this famous and popular word that we use all the time? So... getting respectful for a minute.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
When someone dies.
Oh, yeah. We're very serious now.
You get a little picture. It's got the dates. And over here, it might say, R.I.P. Greg Dooner. Or it might say, respectful. Rachel, respectful, please.
It's a respectful giggle.
Or it might say, you know, farewell.
Mike Salvo.
farewell, Ian Corflute. Ian. In Australia, it invariably says vale. Or if you want the original Latin pronunciation, vale.
What? I thought you were talking Spanish for a second.
My first impression was, is that like Samoan? Because that is like what that combination of letters like looks like to me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I guess maybe it's Latin. And then I talked to someone about it and I was like, why does all of your things say vale, which is Latin for farewell?
Okay,
basically. Yes. Bye
bye. Yeah. And the person who I asked, like, kind of looked at me very seriously and was like, Australia being a colonial country imports the traditions of the countries which colonized it. So because in Britain they, and I'm like, no, I have to stop you there. They don't do this anywhere else.
They genuinely were
like, well, we must do this for a reason. I haven't found it yet.
What? So we don't have to do the things the colonial countries that, like, that's but just I mean a that, weird.
Yeah, so
I love the seriousness of Amelia. Don't you know? Let me talk to you about colonization.
Yeah, this is why we all say vale here.
We all do it, yeah.
And, I mean, there are a few other ones. There's, like, backgrounding, which is a political term that comes up actually kind of a lot in Australian political reporting. So it's when... It's kind of like getting subtweeted. It's basically, like, when... someone is saying something about you off the record and it gets printed, which is not really like subtweeting, but that's kind of it's the same vibe. It's like what happened with the Green Party here a little while ago, where it was like, an emotional junior staffer says this person's really mean.
They're
getting backgrounded against.
Oh.
And it's like, they've just got this term now and they just use it all the time. When I was asking someone, like, what does backgrounded against mean? And they're like, well, in political reporting. And I was like, no! No one else has found a need to say this. But, I mean, yeah. They do have a lot of special words because of how, specifically corrupt their politics is.
Any other dodgy politics?
Branch stacking. Which I think is not just an Australian word, but gets used more than anywhere else.
I'm aghast. I really just what?
What is a branch stack? Why would you branch stacking something?
Why would you?
So, say you're in the right-wing faction of the Labour Party, which is something that exists in Victoria.
Wild.
And you want your candidate to be in the seat for Footscray. Okay. So you go, I'm going to pay a bunch of people to go and join the Labour Party in Footscray so they can vote for my candidate.
That feels illegal.
I'm going to stack the branch. It is illegal. However, it's pretty hard to prosecute against because once this branch has been stacked, that person is now an MP. So the current Victorian Labour government did a lot of branch stacking and is not that interested in prosecuting it.
No, weird. Is that because... Wait. Are you stacking branches because you're stacking people?
Yeah.
Like,
you're stacking your side against the other one. Yeah.
We've got two good observations here. One is from someone who says that their favourite sort of Salvo's equivalent was just a sign in a shop window in Melbourne that said cheap smokes. Just
cheap smokes.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
There are
honesty.
Tobacconists everywhere.
What's a tobacconist?
People, a place that sells tobacco. People kept being like, they don't call them dairies over there. They call them milk bars. There's no milk bars left. They've all closed down. You get 7-Elevens, Easy Marts, which are like, you know, I guess they're almost like a dairy, but, you know. But they also have tobacconists. Everywhere in New Zealand where they'd have a vape shop, they have a tobacconist, and at the tobacconist you can buy illegal low-priced cigarettes.
Sounds delightful.
Wow. We've also got someone who said that they recently witnessed a very seriously performed nut bush during the Great Kate Bush Wuthering Heights Day in Newcastle, and people couldn't believe that they didn't know it.
Yeah.
How very dare you not know.
It's so wild.
I really enjoyed all of the Australians discovering that the rest of the world doesn't see Pink, the pop star, in the same, like, pathanon of greatness that they do. Like, it's like Beyonce, Pink.
I can
those
see
are
the
world's
yep,
two most famous... Well, pop stars.
At my work in the staff room, when everyone was talking about, oh, did you hear, you know, so-and-so is trying to buy Taylor Swift tickets. Oh, they're at their desk. Oh, tell her to get me one. That the conversation obviously moved on to who had seen Pink in concert. Which is like...
I love that.
People were like, well, I saw Aretha Franklin, and other people were like, I saw Pink. And we're all like, oh, mate. I think the final one, I wanted to leave this for last because I think this is the one that has, like,
shocked
affected
you?
Me in the most, like, inexplicable way. Is, like, you know when you're at a shop?
Yeah.
And you're waiting to buy a thing at a shop?
Yes.
And the cashier is finished with the next person.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they, like, give you a look.
Yep.
Or if you're dawdling, they'll be like, next.
Yeah.
Or they'll be like, over here.
Or hello.
Hello. In Australia... when the cashier is finished serving a customer, no matter what the context of the situation, even if someone's already approaching them, they will say, next waiting.
What?
And
hurry up.
In every shop.
Next waiting.
In any situation, they will say, next waiting.
Next comma waiting? Like, next, I'm waiting for you.
This is the tone. Next waiting. And I feel like it should have a response. Like, I feel like it should be a call and response.
Here,
like,
thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Next waiting. Here, thank you.
Marco.
But, like, I've just...
That would shock me.
It makes me feel like I'm in one of those Twilight Zone episodes where they go to space and they come back and everyone's like... I don't know you. You're not my dad. I'm like, oh, I've arrived in next waiting world where everything is the same. Well, except people keep saying next waiting.
I'm just imagining a scenario where you'd lock eye contact with the cashier and there's just no blinking and it's next waiting.
Well, it's one of those things where you see it in one shop and you're like, I guess everyone in this shop has been told that they have to say next waiting every time. And then you go into another shop and you're like, I mean, I guess this is kind of near that shop. Maybe they heard it. And then you're like in somewhere like a totally different suburb buying something totally different and they're like, next waiting.
Oh my God. It's like those hospo things that just like pass around behind you with a knife.
Behind you.
Yeah.
Behind you with a knife is my favourite Agatha Christie.
Exactly. Someone says that the flip side is Aussies don't know what Scody means.
And they're missing out.
Oh, I keep saying things and people... Well, first of all, they can't understand my accent, which is part of
That's
them
bizarre.
Not caring or knowing about New Zealand.
Oh,
I'll be
God.
Like, on Wednesday, and they'll say... but also, I'll be like, yeah, I feel like that's maybe a little bit Hundies. And they'll look at me like I'm just...
I don't know,
bloop, 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 bloop.
Well, yeah, I mean, because they're so inured to any actual swear word that they don't care when you say words I can't say on the radio.
Mm.
But
yeah.
You say, you know, Scody or Hundies or... Like,
skunks? Have they got skunks?
They don't have skunks.
Oh, that's
foul. They
don't
have skunks?
No.
That is out of line.
Or you say skunks and they look at you like you've just, like, you know...
Said something rude about their mother?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Amelia, thank you. thank you.
Yes, truly thank you.
You've shocked me to my core this morning, I have to say. But I've loved every minute of it. You've picked us not the Nutbush this morning, but a bit of the Kinks, Australia. Lovely to have you back. We'll see you next time you're in town.
So long. Opportunities available in all walks of life in Australia. So if you're young, if you're healthy, why not get a boat and come to Australia? If you're young and if you're healthy, why not get a boat and come to Australia?
Someone suggests just saying, "I'm next," just before the cashier can say "next waiting" and see if they stop or ignore or explode from that particular interaction. Thank you very much, Amelia Discreet, for bringing us some truly mind-boggling Aussie slang this morning. Or Aussie-isms, maybe? This is Australia by the Kinks. You're on BFM.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.